Welcome back to Cheyenne Today, brought to you by Black Hills Energy. I'm Carrie Hayden. Thanks for joining us for the second part of our show today. And we welcome our guest, Michael Barnhart Jr. He's with Meridian Trust, the Chief Lending Officer. Welcome. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Lots to talk about today. We're talking about a household budget, and it's not as simple as it may sound. There's a lot that goes into it. Talk to me about creating a household budget. Lots of things to consider. You had sent over some data earlier that said two-thirds of people start their marriage in debt, and that was hard for me to believe. So
so
creating a budget, a household budget, is very important.
It is really crazy to think about, but when you start to create that household budget, a lot to consider, right? There's long-term goals, there's going to be some short-term goals, consistency of both income as well as expenses, and you're right, nearly two-thirds of marriages starting in debt is a tough spot to get going.
Okay, so when is a good time to start a budget then? Is there a good time?
Yeah, the best answer is yesterday, but the second best answer is going to be today. Getting going and being able to identify, how do I make the right steps forward? What is that going to look like? And what do I need to put into creating a good monthly budget?
So when you sit down to begin this, is it good to have everybody in the family involved with this? Just your spouse? Just you? Is this really a family project?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of times where family budgets take, I'll say, the sidetrack into the wrong direction is only one person has input into that family budget. I would say if you have expenses or you have income in the family budget, it's good to be a part of the planning process.
Okay, so we sit down, we're getting ready to go. What type of questions do you need to kind of ask yourself when beginning? Tell us the steps that we need to begin with.
Yeah, I would caution before you jump right into sitting down with a pen and paper and say, we're going to create this budget this morning, is take a step back and really identify what are some of my short-term goals? What are some of my long-term goals? Both individuals in the household, if it's a married couple, what does one person have for long-term goals? Because it might not align with the other person's long-term goals. It's important to think about what is our take-home income? What are our monthly expenses? What occurs on a monthly basis? What's an annual bill? And I think it's also important to look at items such as emergency fund. Do you have some money saved up for a rainy day?
I assume there's probably, like, the whole marriage going into starting marriage in debt statistic. How many people really have that extra, the rainy day fund? Do you run into a lot of people that say, what are you talking about?
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. U.S. News posted an article here a few years back that nearly two-thirds of Americans would struggle to come up with $1,000 if they had to scrounge it up.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
It is. It really is. Because it doesn't take much to have $1,000. Oops.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You talked about short-term goals, long-term goals. What are some examples of both of those?
Yeah, I think when we talk about long-term goals, we should be talking about retirement, things that are typically longer than 4 or 5 years out. So it might be retirement, might be a future home, it might be putting the kids through college, right? Things that are coming up down the road that are going to take a lot of planning, a lot of months of saving to get there. Short-term goals is maybe the family vehicle needs to be replaced. I also think of short-term goals on an annual basis as Christmas comes up every year in December, yet so many households struggle with anxiety through the holidays.
How are we going to pay for this? How
That's
are we
right.
going to buy presents? So, so sitting down and creating a budget early on in the year. And what do you suggest doing this early on in the year?
I would suggest that budget that you create is one that just continues year after year after year. I think back, my wife and I started a family budget probably 16 years ago, and we still do budget sheets today. And holiday shopping is one of them, and it just continues every payroll cycle.
And like you said, when it comes to debt or even, you know, saving for the Christmas season, it does put a lot of anxiety and stress on households. Talk to me a little bit about debts and how people, how are you going to accomplish this with your budget? What's some of the steps to when it comes to if you have a lot of debt to pay off?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to do is if you haven't started a budget already or family household budgeting, schedule a time to do so. Whether that's an evening that's coming up later this week, but schedule time to come together with some ideas. Anybody who's got income or expenses in the household, come with what are your long-term goals? What are your short-term goals? What income? What is the take-home income, right? And then what are the debts we have? One of the key things to do is identify what debts do you have that you don't want to have any longer. And I think we'd all say, well, it's the mortgage. I don't want the mortgage any longer. But the mortgage itself isn't typically the one that you're paying the most, the highest interest rate on, and it's not the one you should attack the first when it comes to debt elimination.
Really? So what should you attack first then? I know, I mean, obviously maybe credit cards or loans?
Yeah,
or?
It might be credit cards, higher interest debts that are out there. Maybe it's an unsecured note. A lot of people carry anxiety because they owe family members some funds, right? Or maybe it's a medical bill that's soon to go to collections. How do you set up that payment plan and really remove that debt from the family budget so it's only in there for a couple of months?
So, I mean, it's kind of easy to say, okay, set aside, you know, so much a month for Christmas or for a family vacation or things like that. But if you don't have that money to set aside, I know, you know, is it loan, is a HELOC loan something that maybe folks should consider?
Home equity lines of credit work good for a lot of items. One is home improvements, but another one is bill consolidation. Really consolidating some of the debt load that may be out there, using the equity in your home to be able to pay it at a little bit lower cost and over a longer period of time.
Okay, so that is something that people can consider as well, right?
Most definitely.
And they can always just kind of come to you guys at Meridian Trust and kind of sit down with you. And, you know, if you're out of ideas, just kind of sit down with you and you can kind of lead them in the right direction when it comes to that.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that I pride myself in with the credit union philosophy. It's really people helping people, right? Everybody's on a financial journey, but being able to meet with an expert at the credit union to be able to walk on that journey.
And maybe you can kind of point them in the right direction when it comes to consolidating that debt and, you know, what's the best way to pay it off or the best way to go about doing that.
That's right? Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, too, what comes out of this is, as I said, you know, if you're looking to save for maybe a family vacation and you just don't feel you have the monies to do that, you know, even a couple, you know, $20 here and there, that can add up.
It does. You know, if you think about a family vacation, and let's say you've got a trip you want to take and it's going to be traveling up to visit the national parks and you think it's going to cost about $1,500, just setting aside $60 every 2 weeks will give you enough at the end of the year to be able to pay for that vacation without having to put it on a credit card or stress about what do I not have to do now this month because we're going to go on vacation. You really can budget well as a family.
And even, you know, maybe if it's cash you have to set aside, would you recommend maybe, because I know it's tempting when you say you have an envelope full of cash and it's supposed to go towards your credit card or supposed to go towards a debt you need to pay. But, you know, that cash you're sitting there and think, you know, a night at the Rib and Chop House sounds pretty good right now. You know, what would you suggest to those folks that maybe are too tempted by the money they saved to maybe put it into a different account, or what would you suggest when it comes to that?
Yeah, so you have the ability to have multiple savings accounts. And what I would encourage is if you're one that the cash sitting there and it bugs you every single day of I need to go somewhere, put it into a savings account. And if you want to have a savings account for emergency, for vacation, for saving up for a new car or college expenses, you can have multiple savings accounts that accomplish both short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah, and that's not going to do anything but make it better, right? Because obviously the interest and, you know, getting a little bit of interest off of it as well, as opposed to sitting in your, you know, bedroom dresser drawer or something like that, right?
I always say cash sitting around walks away. So,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. There you go. And of course, you know, you kind of touched on this a little bit too, but I would assume it's really important to live within your means. I mean, is that kind of one of the basic steps or tips when it comes to making a budget?
It is. Oftentimes folks will believe because they have that card, well, I just got paid, right? So I can swipe that card and it's pretty easy whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at the gas station. And if we watch the news here this morning, gas prices are up over $4 a gallon, I think in 33 states I heard. Expenses are changing, right? And so monthly budgets will also change. And so it's really important to be able to gauge that, identify that, and in your household budget planning, be able to make those changes as needed.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's okay if your budget differs from month to month, right? Because, I mean, you have to adjust for, as what you just said, for what direction the world is in at that moment, right?
That's right. Being able to identify what's going to be a fixed payment, such as a mortgage or rent or a car payment, you can count on those from month to month. The things that tend to change is going to be gas prices. Your gas budget might have to go up. Your utility bills, right? In the wintertime, those go up. And then obviously groceries have continued to go up and up, so it's okay to adjust that budget as different costs change.
But would you recommend maybe trying to make sure you're, what you save or for, you know, that rainy day fund, that, you know, Christmas shopping or family vacation, tries to remain the same as much as you can?
I do. Yep. Okay. I would say once you convince yourself it's okay to skip it for one payroll period, it's very easy to skip it a second or a third, and then you find yourself in that same level of stress come the holidays.
Okay. Now, if people, like we said, are completely not sure where to begin and they come to you, what's some of the first steps you do, you know, so what do they need to bring in with them to sit down with you and say, hey, help me. What do I need to do here?
Well, it makes it really easy. Conversation, just like we're having here this morning, Carrie, is how it all starts. Tell me about the situation you're in. Tell me about your goals, right? What are your short-term goals? A lot of times folks come to us because they want to purchase a car, but is the car the only thing that they need in their budget right now? Or is there something to consolidate some debts to free up some monthly income? Those are just basic conversation starters that we would start any conversation with a member with.
Yeah, and I think I talked with the gentleman on last time with Meridian Trust about, you know, for an example, buying a car, it's not just the cost of the car that you look into. It's, you know, the cost of owning a car.
That's right.
It's not just the initial payment. You've got a lot to kind of consider when it comes to things like that, right?
Very much so.
You talked a little earlier about getting the family involved, or those that are dealing, you know, with the money and the income should be the ones kind of sitting down and going over the budget. I know, though, with kids at a certain age, probably maybe a good idea to kind of, to a degree, have them involved so they can kind of get an idea of how budgets work, right? And to have them kind of being raised in the right direction when it comes to saving mm-hmm. money and things like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So if you think about settling into a budget, you may come to your budget meeting, as I said, if it's your first one, maybe the end of this week, Thursday, Friday, grab a pizza and sit down together and do it. Your first one's not going to be great. Your second one may not even be good. Your third one still might be off topic, but you're getting closer to having a good balanced budget. But I would say once you get in that routine, you feel comfortable with it, that's a great time to invite your children in. They're watching. Whether we believe it or not, they're watching what we do. They're learning about money within the household. And what better way to start them off to financial success than showing them how a good budget works?
Does Meridian Trust offer any savings or special perks for kids if they do want to start?
We do
their
have
own
kids' savings accounts, absolutely.
Okay. How mm-hmm. does that work then?
Well, they bring in their funds and they get started with a small savings account typically. Okay. We run some promotions throughout the year where we can give them a little bit higher yield to bring in those and get started on a savings plan just like mom and dad.
So bringing your kids when you want to talk about the budget and get them going on that as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You talked about a rainy day fund, and you is about $1,000 what you want to make sure you have, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, you know, the first $1,000 is important, right? If you think about how things, if the washing machine goes out, expenses 20 years ago, you might have been able to get by with a $500 rainy fund, but today you just need more than that. Oftentimes for insurance, right? Auto insurance. As you mentioned, Brian talked about auto and buying a new vehicle and the other costs that go with that. Auto insurance deductibles oftentimes are $1,000. So having that rainy day fund, something that you don't expect to have to use, but it's there if you need it.
Do you think a lot of people, why they're maybe into credit card debt so high is because they don't have these funds, but think, if something comes up, I'll just put it on my credit card. How easy is that to do?
Yeah, MasterCard and Visa are brilliant, right? Yeah. They know that the easier you make it, the faster that card swipes.
Yeah, so maybe just have the fund, not so much rely on the credit card.
That's correct.
Before we let you go, I just do want to give some encouragement to people that come in and sit with you and maybe feel like they're overwhelmed in debt. You can kind of lead them in that direction too, what to pay off or how to maybe consolidate those credit cards if they have more than one and they're struggling with paying those off and not sure what they're doing. They can come to you and you can kind of set them down on that side of it as well, right?
Yeah, you bet. Everybody's on a financial journey, whether they've got no debt, a little bit of debt, or a whole lot of debt, right? Everybody's on a financial journey with different short-term and long-term goals. And so that financial plan is going to look different for each and every member.
So that's what you're there for, though, right?
Absolutely.
They can just give you guys a call, Meridian Trust, or do they need to make an appointment, or how does that work?
Or stop right in.
Okay. Well, that works. That's just as easy, right?
It is.
Perfect. All right. Well, anything else that you want to add to this this morning, Michael?
I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk a little bit about household budgeting. Clearly, this is one of the things that makes the household run, and it makes for much better living conditions when it goes well.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get a little bit of help, it helps everybody. You don't have to do it on your own, I guess.
That's right? Correct.
That's kind of the main point there. All right. Well, Michael Barnhart, Journey with Meridian Trust, thanks again so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Stay with us. Your weather forecast brought to you by ABC Seamless Sidings and Gutters. You can call 634-5700 for your free estimate. That weather forecast is coming up. But first, let's give you a chance to qualify.